Welcome to the OU Daily Chizuk and Tehillim phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Revi'i, the 25th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors. We truly appreciate it. Your names are prominently listed in the OU Today Daily email. And we'd like to sponsor future calls. We truly appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Avi Stewart, Mor D'Asra of the Westwood Kehillah in Los Angeles, California, to share Dibrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Stewart reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, chapters 20, 27, 130. And Rabbi Stewart will conclude with the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Stewart.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. Hello, everybody, and a very pleasant good morning or afternoon to you, wherever you may be. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very excited to offer some words today. I want to offer a perspective that is both uplifting as well as realistic in the next few minutes. So where are we holding? Is the quarantine over? And I realize that I'm speaking to people in different states all over the country. And probably we're all wondering, can we resume our normal lives? Can we spend time with our grandchildren? Will there be overnight camps, day camps? Can we travel for leisure? For how long will this status quo remain the norm? Davening outside, socially distanced, wearing masks, waiting in line to get into stores? And these are questions on everybody's minds. So I'd like to say something. It's a quote that I heard, that I saw, that I think is very powerful, and it's from Dennis Waitley, who's a therapist. There are two primary choices in life, to accept conditions as they exist or accept the responsibility for changing them. I'll read it one more time. I think it's very important. There are two primary choices in life, to accept conditions as they exist or accept the responsibility for changing them. And when you consider this quote, I think the questions we just asked are less important. I'm not, God forbid, invalidating them. I think that as curiosities, they are legitimate. However, from a mental health perspective, they're perhaps unhelpful and maybe even damaging. Because what is it that we're talking about here? We're talking about a new reality, a change from our old lives. And perhaps we mourn the life we had, which inhibits us from moving on to the life that we have. When I was in university getting my counseling degree, one of my professors used to say that one of the reasons why people go to therapy is to learn to live with the reality. A few words of Torah. And let's go back to loss and to mourning. What is it that we wish people who have suffered a loss of someone close to them? I offer you my condolences. Now, without analyzing the etymology of the word condolences, I suggest that condolences is simply a word that we use to say something socially appropriate when we don't know what else to say. But what is it that we say when we visit a shiva home? And for one thing, there are laws, practices, minhagim, customs. Speak not until spoken to, although maybe not the best way to raise your children. But it's an appropriate practice when visiting an avel, someone in mourning. And yet people have a hard time with this, because perhaps they're uncomfortable with silence. And yet that is the halacha, that is the Jewish custom and the Jewish law. But what is the one thing that we are supposed to tell mourners? Hamakom yinachem etchem. May God comfort you amongst the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. Let's take a look at the word nechama, comfort. May you be comforted. How can I possibly be comforted? I imagine that most of you on the line have experienced loss at some point in your life. For myself, my sister, Aleha Shalom, passed away in 2001, and my father passed away 5 years ago. What can possibly comfort me? Does nechama really mean comfort? Can God comfort me? Does that make sense? So when trying to analyze Lashon HaKodesh, when trying to analyze the language of the Torah, and trying to understand what does the word mean, we want to find the first time that it appears in the Torah, where that root word appears. This idea is a fairly well-known idea popularized by Rav Tzadok and the Vilna Gaon, that we can identify the true meaning of a word by finding the first place in the Torah it uses the word. And here, we find the root for nechama, nun, Chet Mem, at the end of Parsha Bereishit, at the end of the first Parsha in the Torah. The Torah says, and I'm purposely not going to translate for a moment, Vayinachem Hashem, and Hashem had what we call nechama. Ki asa et adam ba'aretz vayitasev el libo. For God had made man, and now God was depressed. Vayomer Hashem, and God said, Emche et adam, I'm going to destroy mankind. Asher barati al pnei ha'adama. The mankind who I created on the face of the earth, I'm going to erase them. May adam ad behema va'adremes va'adof ha'shamayim. I'm going to destroy every living being in the world because they have become corrupt because of sexual sins and theft. Ki nichamti ki asitim, because I have nechama, for I made them. Let's try to translate this using the word nechama as comfort. V'nachem, Hashem was comforted because he made man in the land, and so he was depressed. Now, unless God is masochistic, which you would never say about God, the translation makes no sense at all. Moving on, the Torah says, and Hashem says, I will destroy mankind who I created from upon the face of the earth, from the animals to the crawling things, and even the birds of the heaven. Ki nichamti ki asitem, for I am comforted, for I have made them. The word nechama, to translate it as comfort in the first context, makes no sense at all. It's absurd. How does Rashi understand it? Rashi writes, nehefcha machshavto shel makom, that God changed his mind. And at the end, Rashi writes that every time in Tanakh, he uses the term nechama, kulam lishon machshava acheret hein. Every single time he uses the root, nun chet mem, that shoresh, every single time it means that God, or the person, has another way of thinking about it. It denotes a change of mind. And what I think Rashi is saying is that the word nechama means accepting the new reality. It's about acceptance, and acceptance takes time. Loss leaves a vacuum. Change can be traumatic and can be disruptive. And it takes us a long time to adjust to a new reality. But that's what nechama is. And so I suggest that our new reality in which we're living today, which may or may not change tomorrow, but it's certainly different than the reality that we are used to. And some people have a hard time getting used to the moment. So what we can dive into today, and hopefully we can give some framework and some meaning for today's Tehillim that might be slightly different than yesterday's Tehillim. When we dive into Hashem, when we dive into God, we're asking for help. We're asking Him to help us make the most of the moment. We're asking Him to help us adjust to the new reality. We're asking Him to help us go with the flow, to go with the flow and live in the moment. And that's what we're asking from God. We're asking for nechama. We're asking Him for help to help us adjust to a new reality. And so we continue by actually saying Tehillim and having these kavanot and having this intention. We begin with chapter 20, Tehillim Perek Chaf. Lamenatzeach mizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yoy metzorah. Yisaget Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, v'yolasecha yidash nesela. Yitein lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atasecha yimalei. Nirani na mishu asecha, uvishem Eloheinu nidgo, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ato yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'aneyo mishmei kacho, bigburos yesha yemino. Eilev orechev, V'eilev asusim, v'hanachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Heima karu v'nafalu, v'hanachnu kamnu v'nistodad. Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'aneinu, v'yom kareinu.
Chapter 27, Perek Chaf Zayin.
Le David, Adonai
Ori v'yishi Mimira Adonai ma'oz chayai Mimi achad Likrov alai mireim Lechol espisari Tzarai v'oy v'ali Hema kashlo V'nafalu Im tachane alai machane Lo yira libi Im takum alai Milchama V'zos ani Voteach Acha sho'alti Me'et Adonai Osa Avakesh Shivti b'lis Adonai Kol yimei chayai Lachazos b'noam Adonai V'livaker b'hei chalo Kiyut b'neini b'suko B'yom ro yasireini b'seser ahalo B'tur yirom imeini V'yato yarum roishi Al oyevai Sivivotai V'ezecha v'yalei zivchei sirua Ashira v'azamra La Adonai Shema Adonai Kali Ekra V'chaneini v'aneini L'cho omar libi b'akshufanoi Ez panecha Adonai abakesh Al tachter panecha mimeni Al tach b'yaf avdecha Ezrasi ha'yisa Al titcheini v'al tazreini Elohei Yishi Ki avi v'imi azavuni V'adonai yatseini Horeini adonai darkecha Necheini b'yorach mishor L'man shorirai Al titneini b'nevesh tzarai Ki kamuvi eden sheker V'feach chamos Lulei hemanti l'rot b'tuv adonai B'yeretz chayim Kavei al Adonai chazak v'yamet libecha V'kavei el Adonai Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130 Shir hamalos mimamachim Kirasicha Adonai Adonai shema v'koli Tihiyena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmar ya Adonai mi yamod. Ki imchat licha leman tivarei. Ki visti Adonai ki viso nafshi. V'li dvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomim laboker. Shomerim laboke Yachel Yisrael el Adonai Ki im Adonai yachesed V'harbei imo fidus V'hu yiftes Yisrael Mikol avonosav Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzhak v'Yakov Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo Yivarech v'yirapei et hacholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Achlimam Arposam Achlikam Achiyosam Yishlach Lahem Erech Vashleimu Nashamayim L'chol Avrem L'chol Videhem Nisuch Shachal Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashtab Agalov Izman Karif V'nomar Amen Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael HaNesunim Batara V'Shivya Omdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha HaMakom Yirachim Aleihem Yotiei Mitzara L'Rvacha ומאפילה ליורו משיבוד לגיולו, השתו בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Stewart. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered. Latova, may the Rabbona Sholom, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Yonathan Chappell of the Base on the Upper West Side of Manhattan in New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.